welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
Here's Peter White.
Good morning, Peter. All right. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. I am coming to you during unprecedented times here in the city. I have a little information for you this morning, and that is why I am here. I do have the Facebook Live room open this morning, and I will open phone lines. Carol will be on the Skyping in just about 10 minutes. We're going to have all your latest news as far as the closing of the schools and some city services that are changing around a little bit. So it is just me here this morning. If you didn't tune in yesterday morning, I made a special announcement that here at WMNH, we will be suspending all live shows for the time being and seeing how this plays out. My job will be, after this broadcast today, to wipe down everything. Yes, very glamorous life I lead, but I will be doing that, and we are going into full cleaning mode here. I understand that Cable Access Channel 23, a message to all the producers out there, that will be closing for at least 1 week as we wipe down that, really clean it out, too. So, I guess we're trying to eliminate a lot of the foot traffic that comes in here throughout the week. So I do have information. Matt Connerton will be running his show through his Facebook page. You can check that out at 4 p.m. Matt may be calling in this morning. I also think the Weekly Dion has a plan where they will be also doing their show via the intranet. Yes. Because Daryl, they're worried about his age with this with the virus going out there. So Daryl will be don't be scared, everybody. He will be doing the show from a giant bubble. Good morning to you, Daryl. I know you're out there listening. So let's say good morning, Derek Troy. Good morning to you, Stefan Philbrook. Good morning to you. Thank you, Stefan. You are the media. And are you 25 or less people? Yes, it's just me. So I'm all right. So that's what I'm going to try to do in the next coming days. Carol and I will try to get you information out. We're going to do the show a little different because basically we do want to use the station here for informational purposes, because there's a lot of information out there and some people do get misinformed, unfortunately. So we will try to have it all for you this morning. You know, I was thinking yesterday, this is going to be a part of history of the city now. You know, we're all going to remember this. It is, I don't know. I know there's people out there think everybody's overreacting, but I guess in my mind, it's better to overreact and to say, wow, we really overreacted. But I don't know. I think it's a great, it's tough. I don't know. There's a lot, it does cause a lot of problems too, because there's, you hear the problem of childcare for now, that people that cannot work from home. And so that causes a problem too. So and we'll talk to Carol about all these issues that seem to be coming up. But it looks like schools will be closed till April 3rd, per the governor of New Hampshire. All schools in New Hampshire. Good morning to Bill Burke, Anna Guadabicio Pope. Good morning to you, Debbie Lorendo. She says, "Oh, happy to see me. Happy to see you too, Debbie. Thank you so much." Ashley Dion, good morning. So that's what's happening here. The station will keep on going. We'll be playing some great, I guess, classic episodes of some of our shows. Rob Azevedo's Granite State of Mind, The Weekly Dion, Kyle Heavey's Off the Mark Sports, and of course, Matt's show. Did I forget anybody? And you're going to still get your fresh DJ Midas shows every weekend. So do not worry, everybody. The station will go on. Grommet Vomit McMeehan, there you are again. He goes through so much Lysol and gloves at work. Yeah, what's the story? Like, I'm going to open up the phone lines this morning. If you have a story of the grocery store story, or, you know, what are you doing during this? How is it affecting you? How is, it looks like they just want everyone to hunker down. It really does. So, with that being said, I'm gonna get Carol on the line. But the phone lines are open, and I was just kidding about Daryl's bubble. He's not really in a bubble, but it's not a bad idea, Daryl. So it is so weird. It's surreal to be here. I feel like almost the apocalypse. I know it's not the apocalypse, and we're just taking precautionary measures. But it does feel kind of strange. A little less traffic out there this morning. A lot of you working from home. There is no school. So I think Carol knows I'm Skyping her up this early. So feel free to call in this morning. Let's see. Anna says she lives near Route 93. Instead of heavy traffic sounds, they are hearing birds chirping. Thank you, Anna. We appreciate that. We are in the... Well, it looks like a sunny morning. Very chilly down here in the city, though. All right, Stephanie's on her way to work. So people are going to work today, folks. Two tickets. That's right, Joe. What do we have? I think Easy declined the tickets to the band dinner. He has the first option, but if it doesn't agree with him, we can give them away. Okay. All right. I didn't know Eric declined to go to the dinner. All right, let's see. All right, we got Carol on the line, and let's do it right.
From ManchesterInkLink.com, here's Carol Robidoux.
And good morning, Carol. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Peter.
It's kind of a strange morning here, it feels like.
Well... Yes, everything seems strange all of a sudden, doesn't it?
It really, really does. And it's just, you know, I know, like I said, you know, we're going to close the station for a little bit for live shows and just to eliminate some of the traffic here and kind of clean it up a little bit, wipe it down. But it's all precautionary at this point. You know, nobody here has any symptoms or anything, so.
Yeah, we don't really know what the right thing to do is, I suppose, in that it's just... Yeah, I mean, you know, yesterday we heard 6 more cases, so that's almost doubling the number from Friday,
right?
That was announced, and I imagine it's going to be more of that. We're going to hear because the you know, one person encounters the virus, and then unknowingly or whatever, you know, encounters other people. It's
right.
Like you have to make a list. It's like, just think of how many people any of us come in contact with in a given day when we're out and about. So I think that's the part of the seclusion or quarantining ourselves or whatever, isolating ourselves, is that just those chance encounters sometimes.
No,
but
right.
Gosh, you know, yeah, I mean, I can think of so many people in the last week that I've seen. And, with a job like mine, you know, you do run into a lot of people. So,
sure.
Yeah. But so we had a couple press conferences over the weekend. On Saturday, the mayor and Chief Gunin and the school district superintendent, Dr. Goldhart, gathered at the emergency center in Manchester at the fire station to announce that they would be closing schools after having stated on Friday that they would not be closing schools, but they said that given updates that had come late Friday, including the person from the DMV in Manchester who had likely encountered the virus through community contact. They felt it was time to take that step and join other school districts. Now, plenty of other school districts were already talking about closing at that point, and they just felt it was the right thing to do. So that happened, and the plan this morning, and I don't know how it's going to play out, is to have school buses deliver food and schoolwork as needed, and then do a lot of remote stuff with computer. Have the teachers, I guess, come in, and in some cases teach from the classroom, but I don't know. Yeah, they're figuring it all out. They have this is all new ground for us, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm, you know, I was thinking yesterday. It really is. This is gonna be something that I remember when that happened. I mean, I've never seen anything in my lifetime like this.
No, just the number of closures, cancellations, you know, Palace Theater has gone dark, along with all their other, you know, the Rex, the Spotlight. I imagine ditto that for, I mean, I guess you can go to the movies still, but I don't know for how much longer. I mean, I don't know any place where people can come in large numbers. I feel like.
Right.
We're just going to see those things, you know, stopping. And, you know, church services, we got a press release from Brookside Popular Church on Elm Street. They had new services yesterday. So yeah, here we are.
Yeah. It's just, it's just strange now. That's 3 weeks out of school. Now, are you hearing any problems with childcare, anything like that?
No, I mean, I think that's a big concern for some people. And I think that, as the superintendent said, people should contact their principal or the superintendent, call the school district if they have an issue with that. And I think in yesterday, the governor spoke at length about just the statewide situation and talked about allowing people to set up daycare in their workplace. They would work with companies to have temporary licensed daycares approved so that people can bring their kids to the workplace if they need to. They're also going to provide unemployment benefits for people who cannot leave their children, like they don't have the resources to leave their kids and they need to stay home and miss some time at work. So again, it's an unprecedented the amount. I mean, I think everybody just woke up and realized
right
that it's going to get worse before it gets better, and the only way to avoid a situation like we're seeing in Italy, where, you know, the fallout has been really tremendous in a bad way, yeah, is to stop people from interacting, you know, kind of clamp down on. Yeah. So,
the Majestic Theater is closed too.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a surprise.
Ted Herbert's music school is still open because it's one-on-one study. That's just Rob Dion wanted me to get that out there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. And yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, it's just incredible.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I'm sure people encountered the run on toilet paper, and you couldn't find like vodka. There was no vinegar, you know, random things like disinfectants and sanitizer. Like people are panic shopping, as they call it. And of course it's not stupid necessarily. It's just like bread and milk on a snowstorm or something, you know, you get it in a way, but it's a control mechanism. We want to control something that feels out of control.
Sure.
And we want to say, okay, we're all ready to hunker down. But you know, the thing is that as far as I know, the supply chain is not damaged. I don't think we're going to see, like, there's no more toilet paper being made Although I suppose, I don't know. I mean, think about that, right? Factories where lots of people work in close quarters. I mean, will they shut down factories and stop manufacturing things for a while? I don't know. Are there big warehouses full of toilet paper right now?
Well, I mean, I look around, you know, Apple has closed, these big giant companies around the world.
Right. It's going to be an interesting test of humanity for us to see which side wins, selfishness or compassion. You know,
is it Boston or is it all of Massachusetts? Is it Boston? They've closed down all bars and restaurants.
Yeah, I think it's the state. I don't know. I was trying to get a handle on that.
Yeah, except for like pickup or delivery.
You
or
can
something
do.
Like
yep,
that.
You can do takeout or whatever, but you can't go sit at a restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah, think about that. And I guess, you know, that's what we're facing here is a sense of what do we do? How do we support businesses that probably can't afford
to close for 3 weeks? Right, right.
Exactly.
Now, will they suspend any kind of payments that they have? You know, like, well, that will have to be done if there's, like you said, if there's a small business owner and they have to close for 3 weeks, they can't pay their rent or they can't pay their staff. Like, would they, I guess, have some sort of relief for these people?
Well, Chris Pappas, our congressman in Washington, along with Gene Shaheen and Annie Cluster, they are all trying to, you know, advocate for their state, obviously. Pappas voted Saturday morning to approve an emergency coronavirus spending package that would allow for free testing, paid emergency leave for people. It would enhance unemployment benefits, expand food assistance, provide additional funding to states and small businesses and their employees for ongoing economic consequences. So it sounds like, you know, it's like when there's like disaster, when they declare, you know, it's like a, you know, a national disaster or something after a hurricane or something, they identify money to come into a state to help repair the damage, physical and in this case the fallout to a business. So hopefully there will be some sort of relief, but realize this is like we have 50 states, right?
Right, so right.
There's so much funding. I don't know. Oh, gosh, Peter, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how far it goes or how much.
Yeah, we're on day one.
Yeah, we're on day one. So
March 15th, 2020, day one. But it is. It's a surreal feeling. It really is. So, yeah, so I told everyone out there. Are you all right there, Carol? Are you?
Oh, yeah, I just had to plug in my headphone. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are you all set now?
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So I told everyone that you and I will try to keep everyone maybe each morning or every, I'm not sure yet, but we can give everyone an update. So today is day one. Today is day one.
Day one. We're going to have a countdown calendar.
Yeah, we might as well, right? Because I'm like, for everyone out there, I want to say this, you know, we're not doing a regular morning show today. Carol and I will come on for maybe a little while to see what happens. But I did open up the phone lines if anyone wants to give us a call and, you know, tell us how this is affecting you and your family. You know, I mean, I'd like to hear just what's going on. I mean, are the grocery stores still crazy?
Well, I think, you know, they do stock up, but then they, like, I think, I don't know if you saw Pramod from Bunny's posted yesterday, 10 hours ago, actually, you know, we just restocked our shelves with toilet paper, wipes, paper towels, and Bunny's Soupette at Bunny's Soupette and Bunny's Convenience. And it's had like 5,000 views. You know, I shared it, but.
Well, that's all gone now.
Probably. It's funny, though, but people were excited to see that, you know.
Oh, I did want to get I want to get one other thing out there that was you probably got this too from the Emergency Operations Center, but if it says here, let me see, they would like to remind residents that not everybody who feels ill needs to be tested, right?
Yes, that's correct. Now they're looking for people to come in if their temperature is over 100.4 degrees, if they have a sore throat, dry cough, and have probably tried other methods of remedy that aren't working. You know, they set up these tents yesterday, which I went over to check out before they publicized it at the Armory. And that is where they were sending people to get tested. So if you say, for example, and this is what happened in one case, someone that I know contacted me, you know, they weren't feeling well and had no thoughts about coronavirus. They just thought it was like some other issue they were having.
Right.
They just tried to go to the emergency room because that's what you do on a Sunday. And they were turned away from the hospital. They couldn't even get into the hospital. And they were told, you know, they asked them a few questions. They sent them to these tents at the Armory.
Yeah, there's a triage set up right outside the emergency room at Elliott Hospital, correct?
That they also, yes, they did set up something there. But this was like a state emergency office of emergency. They had it over the whole weekend. And one reason was to keep people from coming into the hospitals, you know, and to keep it contained. It was like a drive-through situation. You just drove your car into the fenced area. They came out and swabbed you while you stayed in your car. Then you left, so you didn't have to come in contact with hospital workers or anything like that. I don't know if that's going to continue, but they, you know, I was told that this was part of the state's plan to create, you know, more centralized locations off-site from hospitals where people could get tested. But they didn't want people to just go get tested. In fact, if you didn't have a piece of paper with a number on it, you couldn't get through the gate. You had to be given access to the testing area from, you know, a doctor or from a medical entity that already sort of screened you and said, yeah, you're at high risk. And again, you know, that people, you know, this is cold and flu season. I have a bit of a head cold. I know it's not the coronavirus, but I'm a little bit, you know, I have a little bit of a something.
Well, you better be careful.
You know.
Are you saying you're a little off?
I'm a little off today. But, you know, but it's funny in this moment, like when you get ill.
Right. Now you're immediately. Now, how do you feel personally? Yeah. Do you feel like, oh, wow, is everybody going to get this? Is this going to rip the, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I know. It's funny because I did start feeling not so great, like pretty much on the, you know, like whatever, the middle of the week or whenever all this started to really shake out you know, we had to start closing things. And it felt like a sinus infection or something. Like the symptoms don't match with coronavirus. I feel pretty good. I don't feel tired. I don't feel, you know, I don't feel any of those things, but I just have like it's all in my sinuses. And when that happens to me this time of year, I just had something, as you recall, like a month or so ago.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
but I, you know, and I'm old, I'm an old lady. So I guess I'm susceptible to stuff, but I don't think I have the coronavirus, but I'm going to, you know, act like I just want to keep myself isolated here, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of people out
there.
What
I'm saying is I haven't rushed to the hospital because I'm not at risk. I'm not at a high risk. I don't think, you know, I haven't been out of the country. I haven't traveled. I don't have the dry cough. I don't have the sore throat. So and I don't have a fever. So I'm using my discretion. I'm not going to run to the hospital and say, test me.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm just going to ride out what is probably a seasonal ailment. You know, as the seasons change, people do get colds, allergies, and flus or whatever. So
absolutely,
that's the point. You know, we shouldn't just think that we are got the plague. You know, although it's scary too. You want to know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think everyone.
Not for me. I'm not scared, but I'm just thinking.
And then there's people out there that, you know, think, oh my God, it's just like kind of a flu. But I mean, I've not like. When they start closing down school for 3 weeks, I mean,
They had, we posted a story late yesterday. Somebody sent me, Pinkerton Academy has someone in their school community who has been tested positive. So the last time they were at school was Tuesday. But that means right there, the potential for any number of people to have been exposed. And even with the person from the DMV, which they haven't really explored that too deeply. But think about that. You know, my sources told me that it was the driving examiner who was, and I don't know that that's, you know, that's not confirmed by anybody official, but if it's the person who's going out into the cars with the kids who are taking their driving tests or whatever, and if it was over 5 days, and if over those 5 days you see 10 to 20 people who are taking their driving exam, you know, multiplied by 5 days, that's, you know, 50 to 100 people who then go back to wherever they go. And if they were infected and then they live their lives, go back to school or whatever, it's like that hair commercial, if you know the one I mean, like, and so on and so on and so on, where the extrapolation of infection,
right,
and it's all it takes is that, you know, just like just mushrooms. So I think it's wise that the schools are closed at this point, and I just think we have to adjust to the new normal. And
right,
in the bigger picture, we have to understand that this is a temporary thing. In the big picture, it'll all, you know, we'll survive it. We'll ride it out.
Now, let me ask you this. As far as city services being reconfigured, explain that to us a little bit.
Well, they don't want people to come in to the offices to do stuff like pay their, you know, bills, or what would you go in for? Right. You know, it's
right.
Like,
so the best place to do any kind of city normal business is to use the city website.
Yeah. You can always call, you know, if you have like a bill due or something, you know, I imagine that, you know, you can negotiate a little bit and say, look, I was going to come pay this. It's due today. Can I get, you know, can you waive the late fee or whatever, you know?
This isn't just us. This is happening all over the country.
Yes. Yes. It's happening all over the country. And like you said, you know, there's some cities are taking more drastic actions right away, like shutting down restaurants. Will that happen here? Will the mayor do that? Will the governor do that? I don't know.
Right.
It remains to be seen. It's just like the school district closing. You know, there were some people who were upset that they didn't decide to close it Friday.
Right.
And then when they decided to close it Saturday, there were people who were like upset about that, you know, and,
right.
I don't know, did it
make a difference? Because, I mean, it was Saturday and Sunday.
Right. But, I mean, it's just that you can't please, you know, all
absolutely
the people. Right. And I think, like we've heard people say, this is a time to be considerate of the fact that, you know, if you're in your 20s, your 30s, whatever, relatively healthy, you may not have any symptoms, but you might be carrying the germ.
Right.
And so, yeah, so you're, or you might get a very mild case, right?
Sure.
But if you come in contact with somebody who's vulnerable, whose immune system is compromised, as we said on Friday, I think, you know, somebody could be undergoing chemotherapy, or they could have a heart disease or other issues. And if they get infected because you are carrying it and unknowingly, you know, you're standing next to each other in line at the supermarket, or you're sitting next to each other at the bar. I mean, it's like that there are valid reasons to say, let's just stop for a minute and reset, you know, let's practice social isolation to eliminate the casual contact that we have with people every day temporarily. And we will worry about the economics of it on the other side.
Right.
You know, and hopefully that doesn't backfire on people. Hopefully people don't lose their homes because they couldn't make their rent because they're working at a restaurant that got closed and they have no money coming in. You know, hopefully there's resources out there for people. So
absolutely. And another thing I wanted to mention, because there are people out there without a doctor or a healthcare provider, there is an emergency. There's a number you can call.
That's right.
Right.
Well, you can call.
Let's see. Right. It says
the hotline that's 668-1547.
That's right.
And then you can always call 211. Just in general, for anything, and right. That's like a sort of a catch-all.
So if you're out there, if you're out there, and you do feel like you do have symptoms, don't be afraid to call that number. You know.
Yeah. Don't be a hero. But when you call the 211 number, just to be aware, you'll get a menu, and that's I think it's press 3 for coronavirus. There's like press 1 for if you're experiencing homelessness or something like that. So you have to go through the menu. But they added a coronavirus option to that.
Okay. Well, I mean, the news changes every day, and like I want to remind everyone, we'll try to be out here for you every morning to give you the latest on what's going down or what's closing down. I mean, how far does it go, Carol?
I don't know.
We only can wait and see. We're only on day one.
Yeah.
Will you hunker down today? Are you staying in?
Yeah, I'm going to stay in, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got to wipe this place down.
Yeah.
Which is always fun. People think I live such a glamorous life, but I'll be cleaning this fast.
Disinfecting the microphones.
Yeah, well, I did that recently, believe it or not. I've done that recently, like within this, you know, within this year so far. I try to keep it going. But again, I want to remind everyone that live shows will be suspended here for a little while. We'll keep you posted on that. There is no public access this week for right now, I think. We're closing up there, Manchester Public Television, cable access, channel 23. The education channel will still be on, channel 16, and channel 22, the government channel, will be on. And before we go, Carol, the meeting has been canceled, the alderman meeting, and they are trying to work something out where they can do something where they can do online, you know, kind of like a conference call or whatever, video call.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Carol. So you do have it. Carol's dying.
Coffee went down the wrong pipe.
Okay. All right. Take a minute to get yourself together here, Carol. All right. All right. Do you want me to send somebody over?
Yes, please.
Okay, Daryl.
Send over the...
Want me to send over Daryl? He's probably the closest to you.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah, they're going to try to figure out how to do their meetings without getting together, so.
Yeah, so what do you feel about that? I've also heard some debate about that.
Well, I don't know. What are they supposed to do?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah.
Exactly. I don't know if, you know, some people are taking, you know, I'm taking it as serious as I feel like I need to. And like I said, I guess with the shutting down of schools, and you're seeing it all over New England, bars and restaurants and Massachusetts, you know, it's gotta be something going, you know what I mean? This seems to be a very serious situation.
Yeah. I think I don't know what you're referring to exactly, but
me neither.
But if somebody was suggesting that, oh, well, the aldermen need to meet to, you know, to discuss what happens next or whatever. I mean, yeah, that's probably true. But do they have to meet? Like, everybody in corporate America, they know how to do Skype and conference calls, Zoom calls. There's ways to get
they do it all the time.
12 to 14 people in a room at once virtually. I've been on conference calls like that. So sure. It's not unheard of.
Absolutely.
It's just that perhaps some of our elected officials are not technologically savvy.
They don't have
computers, or they don't have, you know, they're not used to that. They're very, 20th century, so to speak. But again, they should be able to, you know, figure that out. issue them a laptop or something that works.
All right. Very good. Well, listen, we're gonna wrap this up this morning already because I got to get clean in here.
Yeah. Get to work, Peter.
But I will. I just wanted to say you can check out Matt's show, Matt Connerton's show. He's still doing it on his Facebook page. And I know that the Weekly Die-On is also doing that on Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Keep checking the Ink Link. We'll have updates as we get them as well. And we push them out on social media. And feel free to keep me updated, Peter, if there's anything new.
Yeah, if I hear anything, sure. And I will talk to you tomorrow morning, Carol. I want to thank you so much. And you take care of yourself today.
Oh, yeah, I will.
All right.
Don't worry about me. Okay.
All
Bye,
right.
everybody.
All right. That's Carol Robidoux, Manchester Ink Link, where everything in Manchester connects. This is what we're going to do for a couple of weeks, guys. Employees only over here at Manchester Public Television for the time being. But the radio station lives, and so does, like I said, Channel 16, Channel 22, and I'm sure there'll be some repeats over there on Channel 23. So with that, on this Monday morning, day one of, everything's closed down, I will update you guys tomorrow morning. I guess that's all I got today. Have a great morning. Hey, remember, if you have nothing to do today, put on some music, dance like nobody's watching. Have a great day, folks.